SBS acknowledges the traditional custodians of country and their connections and continuous care for the skies, lands and waterways across Australia.
You're listening to Australia Explained, an SBS audio podcast helping you navigate life in Australia.
Have you ever considered using your bilingual skills to assist others? A career in translating and interpreting might be for you. In Australia, you can train for a TAFE certification all the way to master's level before becoming certified and working as a qualified practitioner.
All the translators and interpreters that hold an ATIC certification, they are skilled, ethical, and also they are actively working in their profession. So that's the guarantee that we're giving to the community.
This is Australia Explained. I'm your host, Melissa Compagnoni, and today we hear from experts who'll help us navigate the pathway to the translating and interpreting profession. Australia's new and emerging languages are facing a shortage of interpreters and translators. The health sector in particular is calling for skilled interpreters. This includes Australian Sign Language, or AUSLAN, and Australian Indigenous Languages. But before securing work in the industry, there are some formal steps you must take. Translating and interpreting, often referred to as T and I, are distinct professions. Interpreting involves spoken language delivered in real time, while translation focuses on written text. Each requires completely different skill sets and strategies. T, a language and T and I instructor, says they are learnt in different ways. She describes translation as reflective, while interpreting is more reactive.
Translation allows you to stop and reflect on what you know and what you don't know about a particular topic. And it also lets you workshop how best to express ideas in different languages so that audiences from different worlds would receive the same understanding from the text you produce. Meanwhile, learning interpreting has an on-the-spot urgency to it. You rely on your immediate agility and how exhaustive your research and preparation have been.
In Australia, there's a structured pathway to becoming a qualified T&I practitioner. The first step is formal study. Here you have the option of a TAFE certification all the way to a master's degree. The idea is to build your skills and prepare yourself for NATI testing to work as a certified translator or interpreter. NATI is the National Accreditation Authority for Translators and Interpreters, and it does what its name implies, sets and maintains professional standards for T&I. T says the key milestone is gaining NATI certification.
And then you move on to another next step, which is registering with as many agencies as you can find to then finally land a gig. So this lengthy process can take anywhere from 6 months to 2.5 years in preparation time. And it also incurred some hefty initial opportunity costs.
To enter a formal T&I course, you'll need to demonstrate strong proficiency in both English and another language. You can also qualify with tertiary study completed in an English-speaking country. NATI also requires evidence of language proficiency before granting certification. Marina Morgan is a senior lecturer with TAFE SA, which offers NATI-endorsed courses.
NATI is looking at an IELTS level 6 in English proficiency, and people need to be able to be conversant in current affairs issues and know at least the amount of vocabulary and terminology that the general public would know about any particular topic.
After meeting the language requirements, you need to enrol in a NATI-endorsed course that suits your goals. Ms. Morgan says the minimum requirement is the Introduction to Interpreting or Introduction to Translating skill set. This is a 12-week course designed to prepare candidates for the NATI test.
And it is an introduction to the ethics of the profession, the techniques that are used in interpreting or translating, and the research that is required to be able to do a job. So the skill set is really for people who are already at a good level with their languages, have a good grasp of interpreting techniques and communicating techniques, and are practically ready for a NATI test. And there are also people who want to do the skill set as an introduction to see whether the profession would be for them.
Several colleges offer these skill set courses. For more in-depth study, the Diploma of Interpreting is a one-year part-time course offered by a small number of institutes and universities. TAFE SA delivers the diploma online through a virtual classroom. Ms. Morgan notes that the skill set course is not language specific.
They will be doing the ethics and the techniques of interpreting and translating, but in a class with people who speak many other languages. And the assessments are done in English and the teaching is done in English. The diploma, on the other hand, is language specific. So the students will actually have a tutor who is a NATI certified interpreter and has teaching skills and would actually teach them through the whole year in their language.
Completing a qualification also shows NATI that you meet required ethical and intercultural standards. These skills are essential when ethical challenges arise at work. T recalls situations where she's recognised a client.
You may not always be told who you'll be interpreting for when you're going into an interpreting gig. And suddenly in walks someone familiar. Does your staying in that room to interpret for them compromise your professionalism? If you then decide to leave the gig, that person may not get the help they need right away.
After completing your studies, you're ready to sit the NATI test. Paola Aparicio is a NATI team leader for certification testing and a certified practitioner. She says NATI offers several types of certifications.
They range from general topics to high-level specialists. So we have the conference and, of course, also health and legal specialist credentials. The tests we offer are available in around 70 languages. For any languages that we don't have a test, we have a credential that is called Recognized Practicing Credential. And this credential does not have a formal testing, but it does confirm that someone has the training and experience and has also met some of the prerequisites.
Everyone is required to sit a NATI test, regardless of qualification. The entry-level credential is Certified Provisional Interpreter. The next level is Certified Interpreter. Higher specialist credentials are also available. Ms. Aparicio says the test is designed to reflect real working conditions.
So if we're talking about interpreters, what you can expect is a conversation that you have to interpret on the spot between two speakers or maybe sight translate a document. You have to quickly scan it and say what the document says in the other language. And for translators, it's also really similar to real scenarios. So you will have to translate a text that simulates what you normally will get once you're a translator yourself.
The assessments are rigorous. Passing shows you've met a nationally recognised professional standard. Because translation and interpreting require different skills, you must sit separate tests for each.
And on top of it, for translation, the test and the credential is specific to the direction. So, for example, you will need to sit one test if you want to translate from English into your language. So, in my case, Spanish. If you wanted to do it the other way around, to get that credential from Spanish into English, you will need to set another test and that's considered another credential.
Your certification must be renewed every 3 years. This means that practitioners must demonstrate to NATI that they're currently practicing and undertaking professional development.
That's what will give the community the confidence that all the translators and interpreters that hold a NATI certification, they are skilled, ethical, and also that they are actively working in their profession. So that's the guarantee that we're giving to the community. Once they pass the test, they are still staying up to date with all the knowledge and training they need to have.
The NATI website provides all you need to know about pathways, prerequisites and testing. Interpreters often work on a contract basis through agencies, so it can help to contact agencies and ask which languages are currently in highest demand when planning your next steps. Thanks for listening to this episode of Australia Explained, written and produced by me, Melissa Compagnoni. Australia Explained Managing Editor is Rosa Germian.
This was an SBS audio podcast. For more Australia Explained stories, visit sbs.com.au/Australia Explained.
Subscribe or follow the Australia Explained podcast for more valuable information and tips
about settling into your new life in Australia. Do you have any questions or topic ideas? Send us an email to australiaexplained@sbs.com.au.